David Makes Man, the Peabody Award-winning drama on the cable channel OWN, debuts today on HBO Max. And the BET comedy 20s is now on Showtime's streaming service. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans says these two Black-centered shows, once under the radar, may find a wider audience.
One of the best things about today's reexamination of diversity and inclusion in Hollywood is the way some shows centered on Black life are getting a second look. Consider David Makes Man, a creatively ambitious drama from Terrell Alvin McCraney, whose play inspired the Oscar-winning 2016 film Moonlight. McCraney's TV series centers on 14-year-old David, a young Black man in a Miami housing project trying to achieve in school and help his single mom keep an eye on his boisterous younger brother, who he's taking to visit his grandfather.
How many buses we gotta take?
You already know. 3 buses and a train.
Stop acting like we... If you gonna complain, tell your granddaddy to come pick you up.
You take him to school and I stay.
Never on time.
At least he trying.
David faces a lot of pressure, ratcheted up by others who often fail to help, hobbled by their own pressures. When a tough kid from David's housing project tries to pressure him into joining his drug operation, they both bond for a minute over the death of David's mentor, Sky, who was also the tough kid's dad.
I know Sky took you on his wing, tried to play daddy, but I bet you ain't never seen that side of him. That kind of mad he only reserved for me. Him being gone is never your fault. But you still feel regret.
David Makes Man was a show critics like me loved, but it was a little different than the melodramas which often fill OWN's schedule. A win at the Peabody Awards helped raise its visibility, but a deal to get it on HBO Max will broaden its audience, just as people seek insightful TV shows depicting Black life. David is forced to wear different masks depending on where he is. At the magnet school he attends, he's smart and jokey. In the housing project, he's quieter and more careful. And there are moments of magical realism where David speaks to his mentor, Sky, relating how he started a fight in class. Sky speaks first.
You saw red. You thought somebody close to you was trying to stand in your way. Sometimes you gotta hit him up.
I didn't hit him.
There you go.
I made him hit me.
That's better?
No. They got me seeing the school psychologist.
Well, get her to see that you wanted a good one. Get her to see that you're exceptional.
The Comedy 20s is another show that's reaching new audiences after debuting on BET. It's included on Showtime's streaming service, created by Lena Waithe, and centered on 3 Black women trying to make their way in Hollywood, including a studio executive who must compete against a Black man for a promotion.
I just don't want the only 2 Black execs at the studio trying to kill each other over a promotion. It's not what the ancestors would have wanted.
I don't know. I did the 23andMe thing. Turns out half my ancestors were feuding tribes. The others were house Negroes.
Well, we both know what side you took up.
May the best man win.
That's sexist.
You know what I mean.
20s often feels like Insecure meets Bamboozled, as the characters, including Hattie, a queer Black girl that seems like an avatar for Waithe, navigate everyday life in Los Angeles and the peculiar racism of Hollywood. The elevation of high-quality, Black-centered series like David Makes Man and 20s must be part of this new cultural reckoning, because when Black lives truly do matter, great TV shows that examine Black lives will matter too. I'm Eric Deggans.